Good afternoon. In the morning, we have Japanese service. And from today, we have a service with children once in a month. I mean, the first Sunday of the month, we have Japanese service with Sunday school children. So today was the first time, and it was such a blessing. We have the full of congregation, and this is the so-called amazing cat. This is the true story. One missionary to China in the 1960s, he was arrested and put in jail, but he tried to evangelize and didn't stop saying Jesus is the Savior. So the jailer finally said, if you, he threw out one piece of paper and scissors, and if you make a one cut, and you can make a cross out of that this paper, piece of paper, you'll be relieved. But if you cannot make it, you'll be dead. And he prayed, and he felt something was manipulating his hands. He fell a couple of times. He made a one cut, and the cross came out from one piece of paper. Yeah. And I'll show you later in details, but we did it in Japanese service, and it was so fun. Even the children love it, and everybody has to show their own cross. Yeah. Well, if you're interested in Japanese service, you're more than welcome. It's going to be kind of a challenge, but it's good for learning Japanese and having a fellowship with Japanese Christians. Well, today I'd like to read the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 to 18. Text is printed on your bulletin. Let me read this version. This is the newest New International Version, I think. The title is Grace Upon Grace, verse 14. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning Him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who come after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.' Out of his fullness, we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one, the only Son, who is himself God, is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known." Amen. Last month, I preached from the first part of the Gospel of John, chapter 1. And today, I'd like to give the the meaning of grace and how graceful God is. The first word, the word. This is logos in Greek, you know, logos. Logos means is wisdom. And this is the kind of technical term in that first century Greco-Roman world. Logos was the wisdom which out of this world and created this world or still controlling this world. Logos, so the writer of this gospel, John, used logos to show the Son of God before he became flesh. To use the word, the logos, John wants to show Jesus Christ was existed before he became flesh. He was existed as the creator, as the controller of this whole universe. He was the wisdom, and he is the wisdom. He existed outside of this world. But that word, the logos, became flesh. This four words, this small sentence, is very, very important, very sufficient. I need 10 or more hours to explain how this four words are important for us. The word God, out of this world universe, he created this word. The creator of this universe became the creation, the flesh. Basically, unbelievable. Impossible. He who created this universe became one of this creation. He became flesh, the same as we. Paul explained this is the humility, the ultimate humiliation in Philippians, right? He was God, and he did not need to become flesh, but Jesus Christ, did not understand, did not think he can throw out his throne and become a human being. The Word became flesh. Not just becoming a flesh, but made his dwelling among us. He came into this sinful world. He became the member of this sinful people. He became the friend of the sinners. He was counted one of the sinners. And finally, he was put on the cross. But the John said, "We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son." Jesus was the human being. He looks like us. He looks like one of us. same hair, same face, same hands, same eyes, same body. It's not like especially handsome and tall, or I don't know. You know the picture of Jesus, right? And most of them are not true, I think. Most of the pictures like a Western, you know, like a Hollywood star, like brown, you know, it's a blonde, long hair, and kind of skinny. You know, that's not true, I think. Because he was a Jew. He was the Jew, right? Maybe black hair and dark skin and beard, not like Kevin. And he was a carpenter, right? Must be a strong guy. Yeah. And he's a, so he looks the same. He looks the almost the us. But the John said what? We have seen his glory, and the glory of the one and only Son. He looks the same, but he was totally different. He has the glory of God. Who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. He was the full of grace and the truth. I really want to see him. Right? How did he look? But it's not because he looks good. Because he, way of his talking, his lifestyle, and he's, you know, everything he did. And of course, including his death. So the Word, the Creator of this universe, the Logos, became flesh, but still he is the full, he is full of grace and truth. And John, the Baptist, of course, testified, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.' Not just he was older than me. He was before me. He existed because he created this world." And today I want to enlighten. I want to put most effort to explain is the verse 16. "Out of his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given." Out of his fullness we have all received. This is a new International Bible, old New International Bible, probably the Bible you have. Verse 16, "From the fullness of his grace we have received one blessing after another." King James Version said, "Grace for grace." And New American Standard said, "Grace upon grace." The newest New International Version says, "Grace in place of grace already given." It's kind of explanation translation, right? In Greek, very beautiful. Remember, karin anti karitos. Charis is the word Greek. Charis. Okay, X-A-R-I-S, charis or charis. And this is the most problematic. It's hard to understand the word anti. Grace, anti-grace. Anti or anti. In English we use anti, right? It's like a verse, Seahawks verse. Yeah, Broncos tomorrow. Yeah. The original text said grace anti grace. What does it mean? What does this mean? So the Bible translators, commentators, theologians had a hard time to understand. So the King James said grace for grace. New American, grace upon grace. And new international, grace in place of grace already given. Huh. But the key to understand this word is next verse. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. For the law was given through Moses. The law of Moses was given, and probably we think law of Moses was not a grace. It's kind of punishment or rule or something. But it's wrong. John said, the law of Moses was grace. Was the grace. Why? Why the law of Moses was grace? Because we human beings betrayed God. Basically, we are sentenced to death. Whatever we do, whatever we obey or follow, we are not worthy to be okay for God. Right? Even if we obey 100% of the law of Moses, we are not good. We're sinful. We are sinful men when we are out of our mothers. Right? So God gave the law of Moses as the grace. If you keep these commandments, I'll say, okay. I don't punish you. Is that what God said? No. God said, if you obey these commandments, if you obey this rule, I will bless you. This is what God said. I will bless you. If I are God, if you keep my rules, I say, okay. I won't punish you. But I don't say, I'll bless you. No, no, no. You are not worthy to be blessed. Maybe you're okay. A, B, C, D plus or C minus or... But our God, our graceful God said, if you keep these commandments, I'll give you A plus. I'll bless you. I'll give you more children. Your cattle have more babies. Your weather will be good. And you are blessed to till thousands generations. This is what God said. That's why John said this is the grace. The first grace was the law of Moses. Even if you commit sins, you brought your own dove or a goat or a cow and kill and burn, I'll forgive you. This is grace. This is grace. Even if you kill 100 cows or doves, our sins are still here. We are not worthy to be forgiven. Right? Our sins are gone? No. If we killed somebody, I never done it before, I think, but we don't know. Maybe some words I said, he or she were hurt, and made suicide. We don't know. We have a lot of food on the other side of this world. The people are dying. We're starving, right? We are throwing out our food. I think it's a sin. This is big sin. But God said, if you obey this command, I'll bless you. I forget your sins. That's why this is grace. But this first grace, the Jews, even to this first grace, they did not receive this grace. They could not obey even the first law of Moses, the first one. God, Yahweh, is the only God for you. This is the first law, right? They did not follow it. They did not obey it. So the God said, okay, you did not obey even the first one. You're gone. You're out. But our God is different. Out of his fullness, our God is perfect. This perfection is like a fountain. It's not the solid 100%. If we take something out, and the next will come out. So the God's fullness is like a fountain. So it's never ends. So he gave gave his grace through the law of Moses first, and the Jews was the sample of the human beings. Not they, you know, we think that they are bad people and we are okay. No. Jews was the best. Even in this world, right? Jews was the best. But the best people could not keep the first commandment. That shows we are not good. But our God put grace upon his grace. He gave his grace over the first grace. He gave his grace anti-grace. Because he's a fullness of God. What's the second grace? The Word became flesh. The Word became flesh. The law of Moses, the first grace, the Word, God himself, became human being. And he threw out his own life to redeem us, to save us, to forgive us. That's why John said, this is the grace upon grace. This is what John wants to explain. His grace never ends. His grace comes after forever. Even with, of course, we are sinful nature. We are sinful men. We commit sins. We made mistakes. We betrayed God. We forgave God. We eat something without prayer. We hurt somebody. We killed somebody. We made mistakes. But, okay. He goes, God's grace never ends. Never ends. Like Song of Songs. His grace is new every morning. Of course, every morning, how about afternoon? How about evening? Amen. Every new in the afternoon, every new in the evening. Because he, our God, sent his only Son to save us. Full of his glory and truth. It's not needed. God, you don't need to do that. Delete us. Just kill us. And made a new creation. Right? We are not worthy. We're sinful. But God said, well, I want to, but I can't. Why? He's love. He is the love. He, our God, is love. And he is the full of grace. It's like a fountain. His grace comes after another to all of our people, to each one of us. So don't be disappointed. Don't be give up. Don't give up. Probably we think, oh, I do bad things. I'm not worthy. I'm not a good person. I cannot keep the word of God. Probably God will forgive me. God will abandon me. But no. God, grace upon grace. Grace after grace. This is our God. David said, grace comes after me. Wherever I go, I cannot escape. I cannot run away from his grace. Wherever we go, God's grace is waiting. God's grace is waiting. Even on the worst placed. Even on the cross, the first grace was shown toward the right next to the person to Jesus, right? He did the bad things and he was crucified, but Jesus said, you'll be paradise with me. That's a grace. Wow, wonderful. Out of his fullness we have all received. We have all received. We have all received. It's done. It's done. Not like if you do something good, God will give you something. No, it's not a grace. Grace is like a sale, you know. We don't need to pay something. 100% gift, present. What we have to do? Open our mouth. Open your hands. God, I'm ready. Ready to receive. I'm ready to receive. I'm a sinful man, sinful woman. I cannot do anything except receive your grace. This is our life. This is our lives. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you that we have a wonderful time here. We can praise your name, and we can pray, and we can share our testimonies, and we can learn your truth from the Word of God. Thank you, Lord. Your grace never ends. No matter how we are bad, your grace comes upon us. Thank you so much. We are not worthy, but your grace comes upon us like rain, like sunshine. Wherever we go, your grace is there. Lord, thank you that we can start this new week with your grace. And your grace will renew every morning, every afternoon, every night. All we could do is praise your name. All we could do is thank you. Appreciate your grace. Although we don't know how much of grace we receive, but we just say hallelujah. We say amen to receive your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.